Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today, it's not only about that, but it's also about Kobe Getzer! The fartest heavy.
This is a really harrowing episode.
And I don't mean like literal fart. I mean, we're talking about farts 99% of the
time. No, it's really bad. And to be honest with you, if you're feeling queasy or if you're eating breakfast, just skip the rest of it. Please do play it through. Just on quiet. Don't listen.
Yeah.
But we
do
need your listens.
So. And if you're from San Francisco, we're sorry.
We're so sorry about San Francisco. We're so glad Kobe's here. You'll hear more about Kobe in the episode, but he's basically a brother to us. Also, Broadway performer extraordinaire. He's a fun dude. I think the episode opens with him singing from The Music Man.
You'll have to listen to find
You'll
out.
Just have
For
to listen
free?
To find out.
For free?
So stick around. We love having you guys. Please tell everybody about the show. We like creating more adoits with us. Allie?
Hit it, Grant.
Shaboopy.
There were bells on the hill. Join us.
But I never heard them ringing.
Yes, no, I never
heard them at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of
Mom
Said.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kobe Getzer!
Beep, 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 beep.
How do we intro Kobe? We say a couple of things. One is we say Broadway actor extraordinaire. Mostly what we say in this house is that Kobe is my best bud in the whole world and sort of a bonus sibling.
And has been for many years.
Mm-hmm. Kobe and I met touring with the Book of Mormon 10 years ago now.
Yeah, you were just a little twink.
I was just a little twink. The twinkiest, what do we say? The twinkiest twink whoever.
You weren't really a twink. Well, we can get into that later.
No, we can get into it now.
Well, I will say, in terms of introing Kobe, I would say I genuinely feel like you're my cousin.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I get it.
Like, in the way where we're friends, but also sort of the friendship feels kind of permanent.
It feels familial.
Yes.
Yeah, no, 100%. I absolutely agree.
I don't see you for a really long time, and I'm like, right.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, yeah. You're like... Yeah.
As you
have you
are
spoken
with
to grandma?
Yeah. And we kind of know what you peripherally know. I feel this way about Noah and Micah too, his siblings, where I sort of know what's going on loosely in their lives all the time.
Yeah.
In the way that Kobe knows what's going on with.
Well, it's kind of like when I didn't live in the same city as Mom and Dad, I have a really good relationship with Dad. But I would not talk to Dad for a while because I would be like, well, he already knows what I'm going
to
say because Mom
already
told him.
Because I said it to Mom. Yeah. Anyway, okay, Kobe's here.
I'm connected. Anyway.
Kobe's here. Kobe has been in 100 million Broadway shows, but that's just like a fun thing for us to say to the adoits. The adoits are the people who listen to this podcast. An adoit is, that term came around because Allie started a group chat.
With the three of us.
We have one with like my manager for like business talk about this podcast, but the one that's just the three of us, Allie wanted to make sure we knew which one was just the us one. And so she labeled it idiot group for just adoits. She accidentally spelled
idiot
wrong.
I spelled idiot wrong.
Idiot group for just
I spelled
adoits.
Idiot wrong after I had spelled it right once in the same sentence.
How did you spell it?
I T O T
like a Roman numeral.
I peach emoji.
So now the listeners of this podcast, we call them adoits because they're fellow adoits.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have just to say to the adoits that Kobe's been on Broadway 1,000 times, but that doesn't matter. He's just here because he's here because he's our buddy.
We like you. In spite of the fact that you've been on Broadway.
But you could have also seen Kobe in theaters this year because he was in, and we'll let you talk.
No, I'm good.
We'll let you talk.
I'm great.
He was in the recent Broadway revival of Merrily We Roll Along.
And that was in theaters.
Yeah.
I was like, you were in a movie?
Which they, I was. I was in a movie this year.
Which they taped.
Yeah.
And Kobe is wearing a beret.
Yeah, I am wearing a beret.
And some glasses and your heavy feature.
I didn't know that was on the theaters.
Well, so, yeah. So the revival of Merrily We Roll Along, the most recent, I guess, only Broadway revival.
When was the last time it was on Broadway? When it was the original?
Yeah, the only Broadway revival. The
really?
Original. Yeah, the original. It came out. See, this is where I always get mixed up, but I think it came out in the late 70s, early 80s. I forgot.
But wasn't it Jason Alexander?
Yeah, but they were all kids.
Oh.
That was part of
so
the reason
he's
why
older
it
than
flopped.
I thought he was.
Who?
Jason Alexander.
It flopped the first time?
Yeah.
Flop City,
he's our parents.
City.
He's our parents' age.
Damn. How did it stay alive then?
It flopped because in the original production, for the idiots who don't know.
Oh, I like his idiot. I like his pronunciation.
Wait, what is that? What is that?
What
idiot.
Is it? Idiot.
Oh, Dexter. Dexter's laugh. Dexter's laugh.
Yeah, you idiot.
You idiot. Have you ever been Dexter for Halloween? I feel like that'd be a good one for you, Grant.
Grant would be a good Dexter.
Yeah, I feel like that works.
Does that make Ali Dee Dee?
Because Dexter was kind of a tank. No, I'm giving Dee
It's kind of a tank. He kind of was a tank.
Dexter was kind of a unit, no.
I'm going to try hard to not be offended.
Well, because we were just talking about like working in a lab, like science-y stuff. That's why I'm like, I'm not like because you look like Dexter, but now that I think about it.
Don't make him think too hard.
Yeah, no.
That's fair.
Yeah. So
get out of my laboratory, idiot. Anyway,
the revival happened and it was kind of a flop. But
the original was
happened.
A flop because it was a story about adults looking back on their 20 years of friendship with their friends. But it was played by kids, and so I think the audience had a hard time.
And when you say kids, you mean like 20?
I mean like late teens, early 20s.
What the fuck?
And so it didn't really. It's like you didn't really believe. You can believe adults, fully grown adults, as kids, but it's harder to believe kids as adults.
Yeah.
It's just a different thing.
As evidenced by all our high school productions of anything we've ever
done. Oh my God,
done.
Don't even get
but
me
hey,
started.
If you do if you do a good it. Enough version of...
Tracy really missed you. My God.
If you do a good enough version of wrinkle makeup, though, I don't
rankle.
Know. Rankle. Did that what I said?
You said wrinkle makeup.
Some people...
Wrinkle makeup.
Wrinkle makeup. Some people... That's the name of the episode. Wrinkle makeup.
Wrinkle makeup.
Some people really had wrinkle makeup on a lot.
Oh, there was always one actress in your college or high school program who ended up being...
Ann Eller.
Shout out Abby Goldfarb. She was ours.
Dude, I love Abby Goldfarb.
Abby Goldfarb's an amazing actress. It was always like the person who was the better actress. No offense to the other people who weren't this. It was always the person who was a really good actress who ended up getting stuck with like being playing a 65-year-old at 17.
Totally.
Is that why
like,
I played?
We're like Goldfarb can handle it.
Is that why I played Little Penny Two Shoes in You're in Town?
I think
no,
it's
that's
Becky.
Because you were emotionally stunted and youthful.
And so youthful. Yeah.
Anyway, Merrily, the revival happened. I was in it. I was in the ensemble, and I understudied Daniel Radcliffe, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know, but that's Harry Potter.
That's Harry Potter.
I don't know if you guys know. Cut to my camera. That's Harry Potter.
But isn't there a new? Isn't there a
Expecto
new?
Expecto Patronus? Is that what you just said?
Expecto Patronus.
No.
Expecto Patronus?
Expecto
Patronum.
Patronum?
I think Patronus is
no
multiple
idea.
Patronum. Though, so you're good.
Yeah.
I'm you were just using the wrong tense.
Allie's is like 17 animals. All the other ones are just one patronum. And
that would track actually. For
Allie
you.
Has Noah's Ark.
I just
Ark.
Have an abundance mindset. I don't
yeah,
know.
I love
okay,
that.
Wow.
Anyway, Merrily was in theaters, and there were a lot of big close-ups of my face, and so I tried to go see it in theaters as much as I could. I went twice, but I wanted to just like, I'm like, when is the next time? I mean, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Whoever's listening.
Industry.
A lot
like,
of industry listens
so,
to
like,
this podcast.
Truly like a super zoom on my face. And so I went.
What was that experience like? Was that sort of disturbing or was it awesome?
I'm my own biggest fan.
Yeah. And you're like, my face is gorgeous.
I was like, I look incredible. No, I mean, what I mean by that is like I always laugh in my own jokes.
Yeah.
I'm like
I get it.
I like to be my own hype person, and I was amused by myself.
Yeah. Well, when Gabe and I pick clips for this podcast episode, if I'm the one who picks clips, it's always hilarious shit I said.
Yeah, of course.
But if he's the one who picks clips, it's always hilarious shit he said. So we relate. Both of us relate.
I understand. That is one of the things that it sounds like I'm starting a song. I'm not. But if you want to, you can.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Seeing my face so big, what does it all really mean? Am I doing the thing I'm supposed to do?
Are you where you're meant to be?
Am I where I'm meant to be? No. Yes.
No.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to medical school.
Bada.
I don't think anyone in the whole wide world wants any one of the three of us to go to medical school.
No,
and we're listening.
I wouldn't trust.
And we're learning.
I wouldn't trust any one of us not taking care.
No.
Okay.
Annie and Grant, yeah, but not you.
No,
two.
I'm talking
They're
about
different
the three of us on the couch.
Yeah.
We should not be going to medical school.
No,
we
should. Not an ounce of it. Anyways,
the
so
only reason we should be going to medical school is to meet a doctor.
Oh,
to marry a doctor. I would love to marry a doctor because then every question I have.
Oh, we need one in the family.
I know.
You have some. Do you get prescriptions
Where do you
from
get
Grandpa?
Your...
First of all, I'm not gonna put him on blast like that. Even if I did, no,
Sorry.
I don't.
All of our
I
listeners.
Don't. But actually, my grandfather's name is Shelley. Stream Shelly, my sister's band.
Oh yeah,
my sister's band Shelly. I'm repping the merch.
That's
today.
Right.
Those of you not
Kobe's
watching,
sister.
Kobe's wearing a T-shirt that says Shelly.
Shelly, but it's named after my grandfather.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Whose name is Sheldon?
Is there Shelly music in the works? Do we know? Exclusive pod.
There's Shelly
not
music
I know,
out.
But there's Shelly music out. They have
can be streamed.
Yeah, you can stream it. You can buy some merch. Shout out Shelly.
Okay.
Anyway, Shelly Getzig, my grandfather, is a gastroenterologist. So I do have a couple doctors.
A fart doctor.
That's what I'm curious. What is gastroenterologist?
It's farts.
It's your intestines, your bowel, like your whole sort of inner workings.
I wish Shelly.
Farts, bro.
I love that you're here, but I kind of wish Shelly was here in your stead because I would like.
The band or the doc?
Doc, because I'd like to ask him. When you went to medical school and you were meant to pick like a specialization.
Yeah.
Bro.
Why?
You even stumbling through the word specialization have a conversation
you know
with a doctor.
You know why?
Drunk, tired right now. Yeah.
You know why? Because as he famously says, there's a lot of openings in that field.
Oh.
You like that?
Oh.
A lot of openings.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Colonoscopy.
That's very
endoscopy.
Good.
You and me, baby.
Yeah, you could end my oscopy. You could colon
you
my noscopy.
Colon my oscopy.
You could end my noscopy, baby.
Take a camera inside.
I'm
Show
just a
me
doctor
your heart.
Of farts.
I'm just a doctor of farts.
That's I went to school for 8 years so I could study up on farts.
What did you learn?
I learned that they don't always stink, but they are always there. And it's kind of like when you have a faith in something bigger than you. Sometimes it stinks and sometimes it doesn't, but it's always inside.
You gotta let it happen, otherwise it hurts.
Whoa. There is a lot of lessons packed into that song.
Yeah. Too many lessons.
Something about love, something about going with the flow,
yeah.
Something about faith.
Here's a question
trust,
for the group.
Doctor of Farts, do you carry that with you?
Doctor of Farts.
Yeah, that's part
I got
of your
my bachelor
lineage.
Of I got my bachelor of farts. Where do you fart the most?
Bed. What?
First of all, that was so quick.
Bed, yeah.
Okay,
I was gonna
yes.
say planes.
Planes.
You're farting more on a plane than you are when you're laying in your bed.
No, I would just say maybe not planes. Public transportation.
Do you fart more
public
or less?
Transportation?
Yeah, because who's gonna know it's me?
The person, if you're standing in New York City, if you're standing up holding the pole, that means all the old ladies sitting down.
I can always
let me tell you
level.
Something.
I can,
the, all the old ladies sitting down have been farting the entire time they've been on the subway. Everyone
say,
is farting on the subway.
Can I also say I have no way of proving this, but I always know who farted.
I don't.
I can
you.
Tell by the way people look. Who's the farting one?
You can read it on their
I
face.
I can just like if I'm smelling a fart in public, I just scan the room and I'm like.
So
That smells like that guy right there.
I'm the guy who farted, and I'm having a stillness.
No,
and I'm trying to let it pass.
It's not about.
And some chick on the plane is like out here Lewis and Clarking like, for who farted.
And I'm like, and you're like, we make eye contact. I'm like,
you're like, okay. You're like, Glock it.
Well, I will say.
Grock it.
I'm not saying that I'm reading body language. I'm saying I can tell by your whole vibe if that's the smell of your fart.
Okay, can you describe the smell of... How do we play this game? Do I describe you a man or do I describe you a fart and you tell me the man?
Tell me this. If you walked into a room of your family...
I don't want to do this.
If you walked into a fart cloud in a room of your family, yeah. Could you identify which of your family members that fart came from?
Based on which of my family members I know has IBS, for sure.
Well, but there's one family member of yours in particular that we won't name who we know that it's probably them.
This poor
time.
Person.
Yeah, we won't name them.
Was tortured by Gabe.
Yeah, okay. So a sibling we won't name. Yeah. There's only two.
There's 50, only two. 50, 50, 50, 50, 50
shot for the listener. This was before this sibling knew that they could just tell me to shut up because I'm talking all the time and none of my stories I say matter.
Yeah.
They were on their way out the door.
Oh, I've heard this story.
And I didn't know that they needed to use the bathroom bad. And so they were going to head out and go home and use their own bathroom. And it was one of those like, on your way out the door, I have like 16 more stories. And I'm like, oh my God, that reminds me. Did
Gabe
you hear about
you
the
out.
Baba?
Gabe will follow you
I'll
out
literally
to your
follow
car.
You to the driveway.
Yeah.
I'll follow your ass to the driveway and tell you stories. Meanwhile,
they're like, can I like sweating? And Gabe's like, let me tell you another story about the time.
Gabe was like, and by
Pappy
the way,
Gibbs.
In college.
Yeah. Have you heard the one where Kobe and I, actually, we should probably tell a couple of San Francisco stories on this podcast, but this sibling then proceeded to get in the car. And
I saw my life beginning, middle, and what I thought was end. It was, we went probably 90.
In
home.
Suburban streets.
Yeah, we were like left zoom the in. Car running, door it, open, front door open.
It was imminent, the danger.
Yeah.
And we, won't name say, which yeah. one.
Gabe, sorry.
We won't name
we
which
to,
one.
Before we move on to a story about the three of you, the two of you in San Francisco, can you say where you fart most?
In San Francisco?
No, where you fart most.
Well,
in
San in San Francisco, I'm farting most in Girardelli Square. I'm absolutely farting. This is something we ask all the guests. Where in San Francisco do you fart most?
I would have to say Alcatraz.
Kobe swims each morning out to Alcatraz, farts on the island, and swims back because he doesn't want anyone to
ask me any city. I'll tell you where I fart the most.
Where do you fart most in Los Angeles? I guess.
Where do you fart in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, I guess my bed.
Yeah.
You say bed, and bed is good.
Car.
You're really saving all the leaven for transit.
Is the question where you're willing to fart most or where you just happen to be farting most?
Okay, so this is where I'm kind of stuck.
The answer is bed for me for both.
This is where I'm kind of stuck though, because I have a lot of alone when I'm not with baby, which by the way, I've become a little more self-conscious about farting around the baby because she's now at sort of like waist height.
She's
on me.
Judgmental.
She's like grabbing, she's grabbing my...
Because she's now learned how to roll her eyes.
You literally, yeah. Gabe, no offense, but you literally change her diapers.
I know I change her diapers, but there's something about respect.
No offense.
No, don't.
About no respect. Offense.
Absolutely don't fart in her face.
Yeah.
I'd like to corroborate when I'm sitting on the couch
and she walks over towards me, now just sort of head and crotch. And that feels like...
Don't fart. Don't
that
fart.
Feels bad.
No, totally, no, totally.
That feels like I don't want to see her little eyes water.
You don't want her to be like...
little bloodshot
that
eyes.
Sucks.
But what I was going to say, my trouble is I... As
tell
I'm,
us your trouble.
When I'm not with people, I'm alone here working on projects or whatever, or I'm in transit.
And you're letting it rip here.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's like unconscious. So I don't even know how to answer the question because during alone time in the car, Fart City USA, probably here, Fart City USA, but I don't know.
So you don't have any moments in your life anymore where you're holding back a fart.
No, I am. They're coming in different spaces is what I'm saying. It's coming back around my daughter. I feel like it's respectful not to fart at her.
I agree.
In my home, in the bathroom, it's Fart City, but we have a small bathroom. So if Lauren's in there, I try not to. But sometimes...
You have to fart less around your wife. Just not because it's embarrassing, but because it's rude to make her stand in your fart cloud.
But I guess what we're saying is she's probably always standing in his fart cloud. And only sometimes aware of it.
And is that...
Stand in my fart cloud.
Is that...
Find it, find
is
it.
Is that what falling in love is, ultimately?
Here we go. I thought you were going to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Stand in my fart cloud.
It sounds like a contemporary musical everything, theater song.
Everything is...
Will
everything.
You...
Yeah, yeah.
Will you? Okay.
Go ahead. You got it. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. Well, what if I don't... I don't know if you and I are right for each other. What do you have to offer me? What can you give me? How do we stand together? Where do we be together?
Where do we be? We can stand in your fart cloud. We can stand in your fart cloud.
Together?
Together, we'll stand in your fart cloud and take on the world. You and me, girl.
We can stand in your fart cloud. Hold my hand in the fart cloud. We'll be together in this swirl.
But no one's ever really wanted to stand in my fart cloud before. I've been making fart clouds my whole life, and it scared people away. Are you guys sure you're ready to stand with me in this fart cloud? It's pretty sulfuric.
We took you for who you are.
We love you. We're a threesome now.
Yeah, we are. We're this polycule of farts.
Polycule of farts
has taken my
That might be an all-timer.
Grant's leaving.
Grant's leaving. Grant's leaving. He stood up to get out. He said, I cannot be associated with this podcast anymore. They can't be. Did that just end with polycule of farts?
Yeah.
In one of the nastiest chords I've ever heard.
I did when after you started singing, I was like, wait, there's three of us.
I was gonna kind of I originally thought you were talking to an unknown lover.
I thought
and
so too.
I was talking to an unknown lover, but then you said me.
The situation was rapidly changing and I just had to go with
when
it.
You said
oh my
we,
God.
I was like, oh no. We. Oh,
thank you for yes anding me.
Okay, I think we need to move on from farts and we need to have
tell stories about when you guys lived in San Francisco.
Yeah, but let's move on from farts and let's have Allie do a speed haiku about either fart doctor. Do speed haiku about fart doctor.
I have a different speed haiku.
Okay. Well, that's not what the assignment was.
The polycule community deserves more respect than what we gave.
The polycule community deserves more respect than what we gave.
The polycule community deserves all the respect in the world.
All the respect in the world.
All the respect in the world.
All the farts
in
the
just,
world.
It just made sense.
It's worth noting, respectfully, that in a polycule...
Don't say respectfully to my camera.
It's
stay
worth
in your
noting,
own camera.
Respectfully,
oh.
that
stay
in
your
a
own
polycule,
camera.
What's my camera?
There's
every camera.
In a polycule, there's that many more farts. And we move on.
Oh, I didn't think of
the
that.
The more lovers you have...
Where do you guys think a polycule farts the most in San Francisco?
In the Castro, bro. That's where. Maybe the Mission District.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
they all took a trip for burritos.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, we have to move on from farts, but we will. So Kobe and I, being that we're best friends and we've been touring forever, we often get confused as a couple all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why.
We're like,
don't know why we get confused as a couple all the time. We do. Kobe also famously leans in and starts saying things like we when we're in public settings.
Yeah, you just did.
We.
We'll be like, we'll
You're
order.
You're really laissez-faire with the word we.
We'll order.
We. We.
We. We.
We'll order coffee at a restaurant or at a coffee shop and Kobe will walk up and chat with the barista because he's friendly and he'll be like, oh, we're loving BoJack Horseman.
Okay. But the thing about that is, like,
we are living Bojack Horseman.
And, like,
at the time, we were living together.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Like, I feel like the, like people don't talk about that aspect of friendship enough.
No, I get what you're saying. Talk on it. Go ahead.
No, it's just friendship can be a very, it's a very intimate thing.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, and at that time we were literally sharing hotel rooms.
Yeah, we were like sharing hotel rooms.
All over.
To save money.
To save money.
Not because we want, because we were like, you know, we're good. We want to share.
A long-term friendship teaches you about long-term relationship.
Yeah,
any type of relationship.
Sure.
I feel that with my siblings. I was talking about it with someone the other day. Like, I have every understanding I have about long-term relationship.
Yeah.
I have because of my siblings,
totally.
Not because of any like romantic relationship I've ever been in. And that's true for friendship too. Like, it really shapes the way you view like how to change and grow with someone over the years.
And you know that, and you know that shit's, oh, Grant's going to talk.
Talk on it.
I was going to ask what the most intimate moment between you two has ever been.
Oh.
Has there been a moment where there's been,
well,
only one twin size bed and we had to figure it out? Or
no, has there been?
No. There's been some that made me think of bunk beds in Utah, but that's a different situation.
That we won't talk about that. You weren't involved
Utah.
In that.
I wasn't involved in that.
You have to be so specific about bunk beds in Utah.
No, you gotta be careful about bunk beds in Utah.
You gotta be careful about bunk beds.
You gotta be careful because they don't always anyway. I'm trying to think of our most intimate. I mean, there were some small hotel rooms. I mean, when you live with someone long enough, it's just kind of undies. Walking in on each other's significant others naked. That would happen.
When did I ever do that? When did you ever do that?
You walked in on E-Crop a couple
cut,
of times.
Cut.
You walked in a couple of times and
cut.
Saw.
I saw her naked?
Yes, remember? I was in the bathroom and I heard, oh, sorry.
Guys, we have to cut that.
We have to cut it.
Did I say the name?
We've been on trips together.
I feel like that's probably the most intimate. Like,
Yeah,
like the three of us and Lauren went on a trip to Portugal together.
Oh.
And that was intimate. I mean,
that's where I learned exactly how much energy Kobe has. Because I feel like I'm a pretty high energy person and I'd be burning the candle at both ends and I'd be moving and grooving. Kobe, like, if you let Kobe, I think he would just never stop walking.
Well, that's more because when I'm on vacation, I'm like, I gotta do as much as I can while I'm here because I don't know the next time I'm gonna be here.
Yeah.
I don't know how healthy it is, but I'm like, Daniel Plimpton, our friend. I get it from him, I think. He's like,
we're walking up a mountain and then we finish doing this walking up a mountain and then Kobe's like still marching on somehow.
The devil never stops coming for you.
I don't mind as a devil's playground.
The devil never stops.
Have you seen this? He's referencing someone's crazy American Idol audition.
A lot of respect for this person. Whose name is Kobe.
Oh.
Which is the reason why I found this audition. And
because you were Googling your name.
Because I was Googling myself. No, because
I... To see if maybe you were on American Idol and forgot.
No, I wanted to see if there were any... there was ever a Kobe on American Idol.
Kobe Getzig American Idol. Just to see if anything came up.
I searched Kobe American Idol and this girl who I'm obsessed with named Kobe... came in and did an original song, and it's probably one of my most viewed YouTubes.
It's an original song this woman sings about the
acapella.
This devil never stops coming for you. She obviously doesn't make it through to Hollywood, and then proceeds to absolutely flame the judges for missing out on one of the greatest singers of all time.
Well, her message clearly permeated.
Oh yeah, and I know it note for note.
Yeah.
And you live by it.
And I live by it. The devil never stops coming for you.
I think this might be a boy thing, not to gendy it, but I think there's a boy thing where boys have like a couple of YouTube videos that live in their spirit rent free forever.
That's just a boy thing.
But it is like very boy to make people sit down in a living room and watch a YouTube video that they like. Just the exchanging of YouTube videos. You're the king of that.
That's probably the most intimate thing.
I would say for Kobe specifically, YouTube videos are a bid for connection.
A bid for connection?
You say watch my YouTube.
I say,
watch my YouTube so we may connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wanna laugh with my
friends. Laugh.
I wanna be amazed with my friends.
Allie's
I
leading the horse to water because
I want them to share.
She claims that all her saved TikToks are just bids for connection.
Oh, well, that is true, but that's actually not what I was going for. Oh. Thank you for remembering that about me.
Okay,
but I mean, it goes back to the we.
It's we.
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 It goes back to it. It goes back to it. We.
We. And actually, you're really right on track with us because we've been doing. I went to Paris 2 weeks ago.
Oh, oui. Oh
and
I did
was
I go to Paris or did we go to Paris?
We went to Paris and I was practicing my French beforehand. Yeah. So I could
she was
remember
practicing her French accent before.
I'm
she
practicing
was not practicing
my French
her French.
So that I can order food and order coffee and
so you,
find my way around the city.
You ordered everything in a French accent in France? Is that what you're saying?
They were all like,
Mademoiselle!
They were all like, what the fuck is
they're
going
like,
on?
They're like, do you speak French now?
They were like,
I just have a French accent.
We hate this bitch crazy.
These Americans
actually, I will
have
say,
to stop coming.
I will say, I do have the disease where I learn how to say whatever greeting in any language like perfectly, and then they speak that language to me, and then I'm like, oh, no.
Don't
no.
come knocking on this door.
Yeah, I'm like, literally, all I know how to say is Bonjour, just so you know.
Literally, when I was in Paris, I perfected, probably didn't perfect, but I thought I perfected, bonsoir.
Yeah.
And so I would get in my Uber, I'd be like, bonsoir. It was like the morning.
In French, and
a
then
couple
like,
of weeks
oh,
ago,
a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about literally Allie bonsoiring everywhere, bonsoir. Dialing it in,
dialed all the way the fuck in. Well, whatever.
Bom dia.
Bom dia. Oh, bom dia. That was
yeah.
Was
what
Portuguese.
Else did we learn in Portuguese?
Oh,
pastel de nata.
Pastel de nata is the only thing I can remember.
Pastel de nata.
Do you guys remember in Portugal? In Portugal, we were walking around on a rainy day, and I almost slipped. Do you remember this?
And this guy said, "Oh, sneakers."
He said, "Yeah, I almost slipped on a cobblestone road in whatever shoes I was wearing." And some British tourist guy was like, "Careful, sneakers." And I was like, "What the fuck?" So for that was one of those for like six straight days. We were all like, "Careful, sneakers."
We still say it though. It's like a stim for life.
Have you ever talked about the wrong chef?
Oh. No.
When we were in Portugal, this is so depressing. When we were in Portugal, we went to this
can you
like
set
gorgeous
Kobe up? Can you set Kobe up for it?
And, ceviche restaurant.
Yeah, set Kobe up.
And
for
it was like open concept, so you could see the chef plating all the dishes. Uh-huh.
You were facing him.
I was facing him, and we were, to be fair, making eyes at each other.
100%.
He was such a hottie, and I was like, wait, it's so fucking on with this ceviche chef. I can't even believe it. And so then
we were like, what, two pisco sours deep?
Yeah. What, two pisco sours
what?
Deep?
Two pisco sours deep.
And then I can't quite remember. I think I made one of you.
Lauren.
I made Lauren go to our waiter to say, this is Allie's Instagram.
Well, wait. We kept saying to you, Allie, like, give the guy your thing. And you're like,
Which, by the way, now years later, me now, I would walk up to him
totally.
And be like, hey, I think you're really cute.
Totally.
Here's my info.
And that's called growth.
That's growth mindset. That's growth and frontal lobe development. At the time, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, so you wouldn't do it. And then we left and we were leaving. And you were like, aw, you're so cute. And we were like, Allie. And so you wrote your Instagram on a piece of paper. And Lauren walked back to the restaurant and walked in. And like, they didn't speak a ton of English. So she was trying to explain to the host, like, my sister thinks that you're the chef's cute, like the chef, give this to the chef.
Yeah.
And then Allie gets a follow like a couple hours later, but it was a different chef. It was like, it was the wrong chef.
Like a line cook.
It was a line cook.
And no disrespect to line cooks, but like the guy was
this
scary.
Guy,
he still watches my Instagram story.
I think Lauren pointed at the
is
wrong
he
gonna
guy. Is he going to watch this?
No.
Does he speak English?
I don't know. I don't know him.
We all respect. All respect to the wrong chef. He was just the wrong chef.
You guys are all respecting in the way that Chalamet said all respect to
all
the
respect.
Ballet community.
All respect to the
all
chef.
Respect
all respect to the ballet.
To the wrong
he was
chef
the wrong
and
chef.
And the line cooks. But and line cooks in general. No disrespect.
Yeah, it's not about that.
But it was just about that I was making
you
eyes
were,
at
you
a
were
it's about
sort
right
of,
and wrong.
You were sort of picturing Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah.
And
what I got was a follow from a man I'd never seen. Yeah.
Yeah,
which is flattering in its own way.
Yeah.
Westmark? He was down.
I think we DM'd. Or I think he DM'd me.
Yeah, while we were there, right? Yeah,
but then
you're like, after you went to sleep, I met up with him by the palazzo.
We have to change the subject because then there's the story I can't tell about the foreign leader that I...
Oh my god.
Nothing like a podcast where you're like, here's a story I can't fucking tell. That's so good.
Do you remember in the basement of the restaurant when I got the Secretary of Defense of a country I will not name?
Name it.
No.
Why?
Because you think he's a real gonna be man.
She's not trying to like
I'm not trying to
start
get
a
involved
coup.
In anything.
You don't need her involved in
Secretary of Defense of a country I will not name who was sort of like into me and following me on Instagram. And he did DM me long after that evening.
Well, he DM'd you like while we were still there trying to meet up with you.
He was like, he was wanting to meet up. Because I had asked him, he was clearly a rich guy, and I asked him where was the party in Portugal that night, in Lisbon. I said, where's the party tonight? And he laughed. And then he said, I'll send you a message later. Turns out, he didn't know about any cool parties. He just only knew about the party in his
apartment.
Heart.
Oh. We all
where he farts the most.
Where he farts the most.
Party in his where he farts the most.
Damn. This episode has been real fart heavy. Grant,
I think there's a problem that needs solving.
Oh, okay. Are we doing...
Please just tell the one story about in San Francisco when that person yelled at you.
Oh, there's two. They go back to back. We'll start with we'll start with how much.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll end with...
Gay Boys?
Yeah.
And one of them has to be a song, so just keep that in mind.
Maybe we'll tell the gay boys first, and then...
And then we'll end with how much as a song.
How much as a song, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Kobe and I, as mentioned before, walk around in all these cities looking like a handsome young couple.
Just farting together. In San Francisco.
In San Francisco. Yeah. This happened in San Francisco, the number one city for farts per capita.
Yeah.
we're walking down the street and some unhoused gentleman walks past and he's like kind of scruffing around and he looks at us and he says, "Hello, gay boys." and we both don't even really, am I off over there? Do you need me on center camera, Grant? Okay, so he looks at us. I already said the punchline, but he says, "Hello, gay boys." And Kobe and I don't react and just kind of keep walking. And as he passes us, he felt like he needed to further clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, "Hello, gay boys." Couple seconds. He goes, "It's so obvious." And we're all like, Kobe and I were like, yeah, fair enough.
I wish I remember what we were wearing.
Well, we had our hands in each other's back pockets.
We were
open mouth kissing, up. Yeah. So
mesh
that was
tank
probably...
tops and hands in each other's back pockets, yeah. Kissing down the street.
It's so obvious.
With those little, what were the bands that people had that like you could snap and meant that you would like?
Oh, the soda
silly bands.
Where you like if you
silly bands.
If I had a yellow one and you snapped it, that meant I wanted to like.
Oh, I've never
lick
heard
your
of this.
Lick your whatever.
Wait,
and
careful.
If,
there's children listening.
Well, there was bandanas, and then there was the whole thing. It was all the secret code.
I will say...
Okay, this is not the time or place.
is there ever
talk about the hanky code. Not my mom said. Mom did not say anything about the hanky code.
Oh, my
Shout
God.
Shout out Andrew Gibbs.
Shout out, Mom.
Love.
Okay, the other story is very short, and it's going to head into a song that we might have to cut, but it'll be fantastic. We were standing... There was a bunch of us in the cast of Mormon at the time. Because it's heading towards kind of a spooky song, which
comma
I think we have to follow.
Book of, by the
way. Yeah, so we're in the Book of Mormon performing it at the Orpheum Theater, which is in quite a dicey part of San Francisco.
The Tenderloin.
The Tenderloin. Ah, yeah. Welcome
Tenderloin.
To the Tenderloin.
Tenderloin, Brooklyn.
So there's a couple of us Mormon boys standing outside after the performance, and we're all standing there waiting on the train.
Yeah.
And some scary guy comes up to us and just shouts. Meanwhile, all these unhoused people were shouting crazy things at us for like two, three were there for 3 months.
Yeah.
For 3 months, we were being shouted crazy things. This was a particularly scary one.
By the way, I'm on their side because I can't always be there to bully the two of you.
Yeah.
So it's really nice that they were stepping in.
We did
so
deserve it in
this
a way.
One that stuck with us was some guy ran past like four or five of us and just said, "How much for your assholes?" I'm not sure we should be here, guys.
It's kind of scary
down
here.
It's a little bit tough out here. wonder if we're going to run into anybody, but...
I don't know, but we're broken. We can't
We got no money.
How are we going to afford a ticket home?
How are we going to afford to get back home to our small town of wherever we're from, USA? Al, do you want to play the villain?
Can you play the villain?
Sure.
What are we going to do?
I got a proposition for you.
Oh. What?
How much would it cost for you to dance for me? Do your little tap dance, boys.
Well, contractually, we're not really able to do that tap dance outside of the Book of Mormon. So is there any other thing that we could maybe do for you, sir?
How much would it cost for you to do an improv twirl?
I don't know. We're not so good at improv.
We can't twirl ever since that accident.
Yeah. So maybe, is there something else?
How much would it cost for you to sing your little high notes just for daddy boy?
I don't know. I've always been a baritone parading as a tenor, so I'm not sure I could really get off the staff. It's going to be tough for me today. Is there anything else we could offer you? I'm trying to make Allie say it and she doesn't want to say it.
How much would it cost for your tight little asshole?
I honestly hadn't thought about
honestly
it.
Honestly hadn't thought about it.
Honestly hadn't thought about it.
But if we had to put a price on our tiny little assholes, it would be like
50 bucks.
Cut that.
That is based on a genuine true story. And there's nothing that brings me more joy than Allie knowing what she has to say.
I didn't want to.
I know you didn't want to, but that's good improv.
I knew the
but
song actually, would never end until the, I asked you how yes. much for your act.
The answer, but in that actual situation, our friend Trevor, we were all like, we were standing in a circle. Like, we made, like, a safety circle. This guy was kind of harassing us, and he's like, how much for your assholes? And we're like...
Kind of harassing. I guess. That's pretty textbook, bro.
And we were like, and Trevor's like, honestly, I've never thought about it. It's an iconic
response.
Not sure
I could put a price on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're really sorry about that.
Yeah.
But
we
had a good time.
No, that was horrible, and I'm sorry I even joined in. Okay. I needed it to end.
I do need Kobe. Maybe we won't do it about how much for your assholes. But maybe can you write a haiku about tap dancing in San Francisco?
Remind me, it's
5-7-5.
Wow, I'm so...
Allie will count.
I'm so glad I knew that. Otherwise, I would have been embarrassing. Okay. Flap, flap, stomp. I love to tap where I fart. In the city... San.
In the city San. Flap, flap, stomp. I love to tap where I fart in the city sand. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, you just watched Allie flap, flap, stomp is 5. And you watched Allie go flap, flap, stomp. It ended up being like 8 or 9 to her.
I feel like flap had 3 syllables in
flap.
It.
Flap.
Okay.
Right. Each and every week,
each and every week, you guys send us a problem you're having, and we try to solve it through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least, music. This one comes in from our friend Victoria. Victoria, thanks for sending this. We'll see if we can solve it.
Hi, Gibbs Hibbs. I'm Victoria. I'm from Toronto. Calling
Hi, Victoria.
In. Love the pod. Thanks for what you're doing. Firstly, before I get to my problem, on Angela's episode, you were discussing whether you think it's reprise or reprise.
Oh.
You touched on it briefly, and then I think... you broke out into song and then never got back to it.
Sure.
Like, totally slay. Thanks for the song. But I actually do really want to know whether you say reprise or reprise.
We'll circle
I feel
back.
Like I interchange them.
I think
anyway.
I say reprise.
my actual problem. I'm trying to drink less alcohol because health, totally. You know? But my favorite sort of like general hangout vibe is always a dive bar or like a brewery. And I don't want to just replace alcohol with like slamming coffees and energy drinks or pop / soda. I don't know what Michiganders say, but I say pop because Canada.
Right.
So yeah, what do you recommend? What's the move? If like dive bars are kind of my fave place to hang, but I don't want to be drinking alcohol all the time. What do you suggest? Thanks in advance. Love you. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's first, before we sing our response
to
Victoria.
We
love you.
Love
you too. Never met, but love.
I say reprise every time.
Reprise. I think I always say reprise.
What do you say?
Like an act to reprise?
Oh.
Whoa.
Reprise?
He said reprise.
See, to me, reprise is the vase of reprise.
Agree. Agree.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, say
reprise.
Well, I would say aunt, my aunt Kirsten, instead of my aunt.
Oh, yeah.
So, which is why I say reprise and vase.
Vase.
Do you say vase?
No, absolutely not.
But you say reprise.
But you also say dragon.
No, he thinks Michigan. He thinks people from Michigan say dragon.
Dragonfly.
I've never said
dragonfly.
My sister Allie.
Wait, let me.
My
say
sister
it.
Allie
let
drank milk let with a dragonfly.
Allie and Grant.
Okay,
the
and then we
got to
circle back to Victoria.
Dragon
Allie.
Gallon challenge.
That got you. Gallon challenge got
this
you, bro.
Is such a deep. A fucking gallon challenge.
The gallon challenge.
Okay.
Can we help Victoria?
Yeah. The truth is, she has to bring something from home that's cooler than a beer could ever be.
Oh, like still go to the dive bar? Sing it.
Yeah. Do you remember those hats with the cans and the straws that go in?
Yes, we remember.
Yes, we remember.
Do you remember those backpacks full of liquid for the people biking?
Yes, we remember.
The best way to combat wanting a beverage but not is to wear it.
Wear it.
Wear it to the bar.
To the bar.
Wear it to the bar. Or whatever you've got.
You gotta wear it.
Wear it.
Wear
the drinks.
Wear
all your snacks.
Wear it to the bar.
Gotta wear it.
I gotta wear it.
Wear it to the bar. Wear it to the bar. Imagine you're standing there with a can of beer and someone rocks up in a trench coat full of snacks and one of those hats with two cans of diet soda, straw straight to mouth. You'd be like, well, I'm the biggest loser in this joint.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how I would react to that.
That seems like something of your...
I would be scared. Yeah.
Well, trench coat is scary.
I do think, though, keep going to the place.
Keep going to the place.
Definitely.
Just show up. We had a youth pastor when I was younger brag about how he would go to parties in high school and he was known as the milk guy. He would always bring milk.
Wait, don't do this.
Instead of drinking alcohol with the students, and everyone, the way he told the story was that he was like known for it and it was like a cool thing that he did was he would show up with milk.
Don't do the
but
milk
like
thing.
probably don't do that.
How is
don't
he keeping the milk cold?
It's Michigan.
I don't know that he
it's
is
always
Kobe.
Cold.
I don't know that the milk is cold the whole time, Kobe.
Oh, also, Victoria, we say pop from Michigan, too. Michigan says pop.
But I've since changed it because if one more person hears me say pop and then goes, oh, actually, it's soda.
Actually, it's soda.
I'm gonna.
But if you're from the South, everything's Coke.
I never want to have that conversation again. I think it's the dumbest conversation ever. So I just say whatever it is that they say wherever I am.
What do we say here?
Soda.
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 Mm.
Yeah. My little soda pop.
Give me a little sun up.
Grant, did you write anything in your journal?
Wait, we still have to... But yes. ranking.
That happens. Yeah,
we can do journal first.
Okay. Grant writes in his journal, and the way we intro it is this little jingle that I don't know how we came to this, but it's called Sterling Silver, and it just does this.
Sterling Silver.
I don't know why we do that.
I decided I want to add. Woo 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 woo.
Whoa.
Woo 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 woo.
Period.
Exactly. Did you like that, Kobe? Like
I that? Love that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you.
He's really focused. Like he's trying to figure in.
I know, he is really focused. I'm kind of scared.
I'm like excited about this segment.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting, don't worry.
Grant writes a couple things down and shares with us.
I wrote down that I love what United is doing with their new headphone policy. Did you hear about this?
Yes,
I thought you were taking notes. Like it was like you were taking notes about
No, this is about what he writes in his journal.
Okay, yeah. Tell us.
And Allie, you should tell him about how I first started journaling. United, if you're like playing shit out loud on your phone now, will kick you off the plane and ban you.
That's so cool.
I love that.
Isn't that starting, fucking awesome?
You can at the highest be banned for life.
It's like that is yeah.
You
such
should be.
Pet
you should
awesome.
Be jail, jail,
jail,
jail, jail.
United
jail.
Should have its own private jail that you get thrown.
We've
in.
Probably been
I
over this.
I do not want to hear your Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
Keep your Mr. Beast video to yourself.
Is that
I'm sure
all
we've been over this, but are you guys a recline or no recline on the airplane?
Oh.
I've become more of a recline.
I think it's rude. I don't do it. I never do it.
I've become more of a recline. It's rude, except that I keep. Flying to Europe.
Oh my God.
We?
Grant, can you verb?
I keep flying to Europe.
Thank you.
Economy. And
economy.
Economy. And that is, by the way, 11 hours sitting straight the fuck up at attention.
Yeah.
Wait, God, you don't recline at all?
Well, now I've started reclining because, I'm sorry, 11 hours
no.
at attention.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of guilt this. About reclining, and now I'm like...
Less, as I get older, I don't care.
I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to live.
Sorry, you recline.
You recline.
Yeah, we all recline.
We all
that's
recline.
The thing. You all recline.
It's like being at a concert. If someone stands up, we all are standing.
There should
now.
Be like
so
a ding
up.
On we're the plane now. Where they're like, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's now safe to recline," and everyone's like,
"King."
Yeah.
Wouldn't
that be
sick?
Am I throw off the equilibrium?
Equilibrium.
Equilibrium. Yeah. Equilibrium.
How things stay in balance. Equilibrium.
Like if all everyone reclines at the same time, does something happen? Only one way to find out.
The plane goes, whoa! Everyone in the plane tips like a Bronco.
The plane does a wheelie.
Anything else, Grant, in your journal? Just the United thing?
No, just the United thing.
Wow.
Well, that was nice.
Will they give you, like if you're playing music out loud, will they give you headphones for free?
Interesting.
Or do they make you buy them?
No, I would assume they give you... Like, Delta gives you headphones for free. I would assume, especially with the policy, they should give you headphones
yeah,
for free.
Like,
because that'd be fucked up.
Right, yeah. Like if you want to watch a video but you don't have headphones,
right, because
yeah. you don't want to pay
for
headphones.
It's actually a human right to not raw dog a flight. I'll
right.
say that. Like, yeah. No matter your preparation level...
Yeah. The founding fathers were big on
to
that.
To your own thoughts yeah. for yeah. an entire flight.
Yeah.
yeah.
So they should give you headphones.
We the people.
In order to form a more perfect flight experience.
Yeah.
Can you play me in?
Yeah. Each and every week, Allie ranks the brothers. 1 and 2. And each and every week, the song is different. I make it up as we go. Do you have a vibe, either of you, that you want this song to be?
I would like this to be like country western.
Oh, love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a bum 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 rawhide, oh. You know?
Yeah. Mm. A little polka, but.
A little polka.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay,
play
okay.
That. My
different,
hands.
Different.
I'm giving you polka.
Yeah.
Okay, okay so great. I wanted a polka.
I'll sing it.
Polka.
I'll sing it southern.
Here's
I'll sing
a polka,
it southern.
I'm gonna rank my brothers as I always do. I'm gonna rank my brothers, rank them 1 and 2 and 3. It's a big week because there's an extra brother. It's time to rank them.
Yeah!
This week, my number 2 brother.
Okay, because this decides.
We're doing pageant rules.
Oh my God.
My number 2 brother is Gabe. For inviting
so it's between
Kobe.
You and Grant.
Oh my God, am I last?
And chance?
You did talk a lot about farts.
I did.
There's a chance she's a classy lady.
You may be the first guest ever to not win. My number one brother is Kobe! Yay! We bonked headphones.
You're my number one brother, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Eat your heart out, Micah.
Micah, yes.
Did that mean you lose?
Shout out, Micah.
Eat your heart out.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry.
Sorry, Grant.
No, I didn't mean it, Grant.
Grant lost.
Al, heading towards a sign-off, can you tell us why Kobe deserves the number one spot?
Yeah.
Well, today, Kobe, if I had to say who annoyed me the least of the three of you, it'd be Kobe.
That's good.
And Kobe cracked me up today. And there's nothing I love more in life, I'm dead ass when I say this, than cracking up. It's the thing I value the most. So thank you, Kobe, for cracking me up.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to share this Gibbs space with you today.
You're welcome to it.
Oh, I'm doing my sexy voice.
Anytime. Oh my God.
This is my new voice. It's my sexy little voice.
Anyway. Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to this crazy ass show. We're so glad that we got to have Kobe on the show. We'll have him back.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, everyone. We've got a couple things that we say when we sign off. Number one is my special is out. Please go watch my special.
Watch Gabe's special.
It's honestly good.
It's honestly good.
Honestly,
I said the same thing when he first started promoting his special. I was like, you guys, this one's actually
It's actually good.
It's actually good.
And then we say a couple of other things. We say 2026, girl, cook something.
If you're safe and if you're comfortable and if there is not a man there.
2026, boys have more whimsy. Mm-hmm. 2026, Piper put your shoes on. Piper's a young listener, and Piper's mom called in and told us that Piper keeps taking your shoes off
Piper,
in the car. Piper, put your shoes on,
girl.
Put your shoes back on.
And you'll know what to do here, Kobe. To our youngest listeners, we'd like to offer you some farts.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?